do you think our government has thought about immigration lately? I mean, do you think they have a plan to get international students back? And if they do, when? What about the chronic labour shortages? Do you think there's a plan that could be unleashed tomorrow to ramp returns up when the border opens? Oh, by the way, when do you think the border's going to open? Australia's announced 200,000 visas. Australia also has its border open. So a quick question for starters would be, how is it that Australia can open its borders and we can't? How is it they're inviting hundreds of thousands into the country to fire up the economy and we haven't? Fear is going to cripple our economy. Education here was worth $5 billion a year, and we've all seen the damage to various industries as people who once arrived to do the work haven't, and so the work hasn't been done. There's the ideological battle between business and the government over labour and its shortage, the theory. And this is the stuff you pick up when you spend half your life at university, but the theory is that if you pay more, locals who didn't want to do the work previously would suddenly do it. Overall, that's not true, of course, and the people who grow the apples and the pears and the stone fruit found that out last season. By the time you boost the minimum wage and boost the benefits through debt, and then expect employers to boost it even further through wages that aren't supported by the productivity and output required, you find yourself in real trouble. And that's before you get to the fact you've got full employment due to the fact you've shrunk the economy to the point where the only people out of work can't actually or don't want to actually do the work. I used to get a hard time, you know, when I talked about New South Wales and their approach to COVID, and yet weeks in, have a look at it. Back open, restrictions gone, health system intact, economy being pumped as shoppers go nuts. Not so many critics now. And for Victoria and New South Wales at least, the planes already arriving at Tullamarine and Kingsford Smith will soon be full of students and workers, and we're still working out how the traffic lights work.